afternoon. Welcome back to our Chofetz Chaim Chabura. We've just concluded the assays in the Sefer Chofetz Chaim, culminating with the assay of the Halachta Bidrachov. We've seen such lofty expectations that are expected of us, the constant awareness of Hashem, the obligation to constantly judge everyone favorably, and now following in the lofty midos of Hashem and seeing good and everyone specifically. The Arat Zafon in the piece entitled Tzelem Elokim presents the question, Eich yitochein hu tziur ha-histamus shel ha-odam ha-chalash v'chadal onim halazel lekono? How is it possible to expect of a human being, a weak, pathetic human being, to expect of him to emulate, to be similar in some sense to Hashem? And in response, the Alter brings the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, which says, Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem. A person is cherished, a person is precious, because he was created in the image of Hashem. And the Mishnah continues, Chiba Yisera, and an extra measure of love, Naidas Loi, was that it was made known to him, Shenivra B'Tzelem, that he was created in the image of Hashem. And the Alter of Slabodka explains that all the philosophers of days gone by who have struggled with trying to identify what exactly is the uniqueness, the greatness of man, loitagia midosam vahakarosam, none of their assessments have come afla akeva shel isegadula, even to the heels of the truth of that greatness. Why, says the Alter? Because the reality is that what is the greatness of man? How is the greatness of man to be assessed? To the extent that we could fathom the greatness of all the midos associated with Hashem Himself, Hu Godel Erech, that is the value of Ha'odom Bihistamus Ma Lahabiris Parach. That is the way of assessing the greatness of man, is to understand to the best of our ability the total and complete perfection of Hashem's, all the midos that Hashem describes Himself with, and to understand that a person is imbued in some form with those midos. And the Alter concludes that when a person looks at the mitzvah of Halachta Bidrachov, he has to understand that the mitzvah of Halachta Bidrachov is not a mitzvah which commands a person to become somebody great, to become somebody that we're not. Rather, Michayeves es ha'odam, the mitzvah of Halachta Bidrachov demands of a person, obligates a person, liyos ma shehu roi liyos, to be that which he is innately ro'i, innately suited to be, meireishis yitzirasei, from the beginning of his creation, ulahoitzi el apoyel, and to bring to the fore, to bring out, ma sheyesh bo b'koyach, that which he has in potential form within him, lihizdamais, to make himself resemble, el ma shedimeyu yaitzrei, that which he already does resemble. A person was born with the capacity, but not just the potential to become. A person was born in a way where he is innately similar to Hashem. All of the lofty midos that a person is obligated to develop, it's not a question of becoming that person, of developing the midos from without, but rather the expectation is that this is who he is. This is innately who he is. This is what he was born for, with all of the tools and the skills and the midos that are there deep down. When a person engages in this behavior, when a person develops these midos, it resonates. This, it feels good, it feels right. It's who he is, it's who we are. The Pasuk says in Eicha, Shifchi kamayim libeich, nochach p'nei Hashem, which the Targum translates to mean, Shifchi kamayim libeich, when you cleanse, when you get rid of all the negative character traits, nochach p'nei Hashem, then you're right there, you're domet Hashem, then you've reached shleimus. And the obvious question is that if a person just gets rid of the negative, how is that something where he's now nochach p'nei Hashem, he's now so close to Hashem? And the answer that I heard in the name of Rav Henoch Leibowitz, the Rishiv of Chavetz Chaim, is that this idea that we're discussing, because the natural state of the human being is to be close to Hashem, and there's interference. So our avoda is really just to bring out, to get rid of the negative, and therefore to bring out the innate closeness and shleimus and perfection of midos that we have within us. So Bez Hashem, armed with this knowledge of who we truly are, we should be motivated to begin our journey and to go strong, go in a very powerful way on this journey towards shleimus. Have a wonderful day.